This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin?
Like somebody tweeted me earlier and said we're making him relive his youth. There's another song to do that. Somebody, who was that? Let's see. Getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We got Frankie. He says, all these songs from 2011 are really making me miss my youth. There's another one. This is Katy Perry. This is Firework. You know what I think about this song? Turn it up a little bit. I'll tell you what I think about this song, what it reminds me of. Okay, so do you know what I think about when I hear this song? I think about her performance in the halftime of the Super Bowl. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I do. There was a lot of memes that came out of that one, actually. The left shark that became...
Yes, that's the same one.
People dressed up as the shark for Halloween that year, or the next year. I remember that.
Yes, that was a great performance, actually. It was a really cool halftime show. And that was the Patriots beating the Seahawks when they didn't hand the ball off to Marshawn.
Oh,
that's that Super Bowl.
That was that year. Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Wow.
So Katy Perry does the Super Bowl halftime show that year. By the way, that was in 2015. So the 2014 season. I mean, that's 11 years ago we're talking now, right? Who would have known and thought we were still a good 3 years. Well, 3 years later, the Bills finally, you know, broke the playoff drought. So, you know, we were getting closer to it. But, I mean, the Patriots were in the middle and or towards the end or whatever of their dynasty. They were still winning championships. Seahawks were there. That was a famous game, obviously, for how it turned out. Katy Perry. So the reason why I remember the halftime show with her, she was on top of this star that kind of flew through the air. And it was that star that's the more you know. Remember that more you know thing? The more you know.
Yeah,
it's like the exact same star. That's how I remember that. And I think about it. And she sang kind of this song, Firework, because they had fireworks as a trail for the star as she's flying through the air when this is happening.
We need to get back
that
to
was
that kind
in
of
in Arizona,
halftime.
By the way.
That's like an elite Super Bowl halftime performance in terms of the
it was amazing.
The pyrotechnics and all sorts of stuff
yes.
like that. Like the coordination, like that's the stuff we need to get back to. Like, no more of this just one stage in the middle. Like, just start doing crazy stuff like that.
Lenny Kravitz and Missy Elliott also were a part of that halftime performance by Katy Perry. Go watch it if you get a chance. It's Super Bowl XLIX. Okay? So that would be Super Bowl, let's see, 50, she's 39. I have to think about it now. They run in my head, and I look at these numbers. I used to be very good at quickly adding Roman numerals. I know how to do it, but I'd have to. I think it's, see, it's 10. It's 40. 49. Sorry, 49. XLIX, 49. Can you do Roman numerals? Did you ever learn that?
No,
when you were
anything
younger?
Anything past 10, and I'm done.
It's 49. I learned. I think honestly, I kind of learned Roman numerals because of Super Bowls when I was a kid. Like that got me to learning them a little bit. So I took Latin for 4 years in school, believe it or not. And when I tell people, like, I say, "What, you know, did you take a foreign language?" "Yeah, I took Spanish or I took French." I'm like, "I took Latin. You can't go talk to somebody in Latin. It's a dead language." But I always tell people, and it's true, like my English became better because of taking Latin, because so much of what we say is from Latin roots with words, and you can kind of figure out where it comes from. If you have you hear something, oh yeah, a lot of Latin is printed on our money, e pluribus unum, you know, one of many, things like that, right? You got semper fi, always faithful, always prepared, semper fidelis, semper paratus. I'm just going down the rabbit hole here, but seriously, that's like the Marines motto. It's all Latin. Our language is super Latin based. And when I took Latin, we also did this, Roman numerals, right? So you kind of learn that as well. So I had a bit of a base in it, but really it was from the Super Bowls learning all this. And this one was XLIX. You can go watch it. Super Bowl halftime show if you want to see the Katy Perry performance. The reason why we're talking about it today is 2011 was when that song became really popular. What was that, number 3 that year, right, Josh? Number 3 on the Billboard charts?
Yep, that was
Katy
number
Perry?
3. She also had number 4 with E.T.
Okay. Oh.
She was tearing E.T. it up that year. She also had number 15, number 14 with Last Friday Night. That one's a bop. I remember that song.
When did Roar come out?
Ooh, I think that came out in like 2014 or 15. Let me look.
Let me look there. I'm going to look at this as well. Katy Perry, Roar. That was a big
2013
song.
2013. So
oh,
a couple
okay,
years
so
later.
Couple she years had a, later.
She was on a heater for 3 years there. That's a lot.
Oh my god, yeah. If you ever want to see something really funny, it's going to make you laugh a lot. Go YouTube. I don't know if you can find the full things. I think they did some copyright stuff where it was gone, but I think you could still find most of it. Go YouTube. Will Ferrell, and who's the actor he was doing it with? It was on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show, and they did a lip sync competition. And Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell, and Kevin Hart, does Roar as part of the lip sync. It's amazing. It's great. And Will Ferrell is incredible as well. And he does one of his songs. He does is Frozen, from the song Frozen, or from the show Frozen. Let It Go. There you go. Let It Go. Yeah. So he does it. Anyway, if you really want to have a good time and laugh, every like few months, my wife and I literally go and watch this just because it's so great. And we laugh about it. And Kevin Hart's amazing. But anyway, that song by Katy Perry, Roar, is what Kevin Hart does on the lip sync competition with Jimmy Fallon. And there's even a more, I'm not going to give you the whole like going to reveal, but there's a surprise in there and someone shows up and it's very cool. So check that out. In 2011, Katy Perry was number 3. The Sabres played their last playoff game in 2011, and they will not play another playoff game again this year. 14 years since the last time the Sabres played in the playoffs, and they are officially eliminated from this year's playoff race once again. So we know that. They're playing very well. They won 8 of their last 9 games, but they're not in the playoffs once again for the 14th straight season. Okay. We need to congratulate some people.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you remember a few weeks ago? I'm sure you do, Josh, because we did it. We had a great fun time with it. I created an NCAA bracket pool, a tournament pool for people. And I said, hey, you can go here, you can sign up. And there were so many people we were getting. I said, oh my God, if we get to 600, I will up the prize. And we did. We actually had over 1,000 people sign up, but 694 completed brackets. How cool is that? 694 completed brackets. And I said, if we got there, what I would do is the winner would get a $100 gift card to the NCAA online shop. Second place would get a $50 gift card to the NCAA online shop. Third place, $25 gift card to the shop. All just out of the courtesy and, you know, just generosity of my own heart here, because I just wanted to have some fun and have some people sign up and have a reason to play and compete. And we did it. So congratulations to our winners. Now, there were actually 7 people who tied for the most points. 7. The most points was 310. I reward upsets. You had to have some upsets if you wanted to kind of get some points. But in this tournament, there were no upsets, really. It was all chalk. Very few upsets. Everybody near the top. You have to scroll down to place number 16 to get to anybody who didn't have Florida winning at all. Because there were so few upsets, you just had to have the winners. And we all know the number one seeds all made it. So, here are your winners. Reveal, I am a drummer. I'll do it on the mic. There we go. Here are your winners. Jeffrey Podgers, 310 points and 122 on the tiebreaker for the total points in the game. Very close, very nice, good job. He is first place. Jeffrey, you are first place. You get the $100 gift card to the NCAA online shop. Timothy Wilson is number 2. Second place gets $50 to the shop. And Sean, I think it's Layston is how you might say it. Number 3 gets a $25 gift card. Now, for all of you, I will attempt to contact you through social, whatever. I'll find you. I'll look at your profiles. But you can also feel free to email me if that's you, sal@wgr550.com. We'll do a verification and all that before I send off to you via email and all those kinds of things. So it'll be an online thing where you get you'll get the card. So Jeffrey Podgers, Timothy Wilson, and Sean Layston. How did you do, Josh? Do you know where you finished?
Yeah, I finished in 152nd place.
All right. I like that. No, hey, that is not bad at all, because I finished in 554th in my own pool.
Wow. That's rough.
It is. My wife, Yana, out of 694, finished 682.
Oh, no. That's
do you want to know where Max finished?
If Max finished in the top 100, I'll be very happy for him, but that's... I'll also be a little salty.
74.
Come on.
74. Come on. He did. Yep.
That's awesome. Good for him.
Amazing.
How many points did he have?
He had 254. How many did you have?
245. Oh, I was so close. Yeah.
There you go, 254. I only had 190. Yana had 139. She finished almost in dead last. She likes to pick some random games. She had St. John's winning it all. That was done early. I had Auburn winning it all. Max had Florida. So he didn't really want Florida, but as it got closer, he's like, Dad, I want Florida because I picked him. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, your bracket's looking pretty good. And sure enough, he finished in 74th place. So anybody 75 and above, you lost to my 11-year-old who finished in 74th. But that's okay because it is the NCAA tournament and anything can happen. Thank you so much to everybody who played. And next year we'll do the same thing. And hopefully we'll get even more than 694 completed brackets. But Jeffrey Podgers, Timothy Wilson, Sean Leston, thank you very much. By the way, shout out to Pete Sadler, Mark Post, Michael Opaka, Carl Vanderbrook, all of you tied for the actual points lead, but those three people had the tiebreaker closest, and that's why they get places 1, 2, and 3. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Wednesday as we head forward to the noon hour for Sabres Live here on WGR.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.